100% real hip-hop and R&B. Power 4.4 Radio. Blazing hot. 24-hour hip-hop and R&B.
BOK Fashion. Stay tuned for new information about upcoming pop-up shops and personal styling. I can definitely slay you. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and the BOK Fashion page on Facebook. Be on the lookout for BOK, where fashion is our passion. And tell them Power 4.4 Radio sent you.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Tamaya Monique.
And this is Dawana, a.k.a. Foxy's Baby.
Catch us live every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m.
as we discuss soul,
secrets,
and sisterhood.
Only on Power 4.4 Radio.
Live from Power 4.4 Studios in Baltimore.
You're listening to the C-Plan News Show with Gary O'Neill.
Keep the chain.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's the 10 crack commandments. One, man, can't tell me nothing about this. Can't tell me nothing about this. This is my hustle. On the corner, I ain't forget you. My triple B.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I've been in this game for years. It made me an animal, it's rules to this I wrote me a manual, a step-by-step booklet for you to get your game on track, not your wig pushed back. Rule number uno, never let no one know how much dough you hold, cause you know that try to breed jealousy, especially if that man get your stuck up. Number two, never let them know your next move. Don't you know bad boys move in silence and violence, take it from your highness. I done squeeze mad clips at these cats for they bricks and chips. Number three, never trust nobody. Your mom's set that up properly gassed up, hoodie the masked up. For that fast buck, she be laying in the bushes to light that up. Number four, know you heard this before. Never get on your own supply. Number five, never sell no where you rest at. I don't care if they want an ounce, tell them bounce. Number six, credit, get it. You're paying your back, forget it. Seven, this rule is so underrated. Keep your family and business completely separated. Money and blood don't mix like two and no. Find yourself in serious. Number eight, never keep no weight on you. Them cats that squeeze you can hold jumps too. Number nine should have been number one to me. If you ain't getting back, stay the f- police. If think you're snitching, they ain't trying to listen. They be sitting in your kitchen, waiting to start hitting. Number ten, a strong word called consignment. Strictly for live men, not for freshmen. If you ain't got the clientele, say hell no. Cause they gon' want their money, rain, sleet, hell snow. Follow these rules, you have mad bread to break up. If not, 24 years on the wake up. Slug hit your temple, watch your frame shake up. Caretaker did your makeup. When you pass, your girl, my man Jacob. Heard in 3 weeks, she sniffed the whole half up. Heard she anchor hook a steak up. Gotta go, more pies to bake up. Word up, King, Frank Wizard.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. What's up, what's up, what's up? Happy Tuesday! Yeah! What's up, everybody? Oh, the crowd is going wild right now. Let me hear the crowd one more time. Crowd is going crazy in here. See, sometimes... Had to let y'all know, man. Sometimes, you know, it's not gonna always be smooth jazz in here. Sometimes we gotta get with it, right? So happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to the C Plan Do Show. And it's me, Gary O'Neill, your favorite life coach, professional life coach, DJ, CPR instructor, superhero at times. Millionaire. Always gotta add that from now on. What's up, everybody? Hopefully you had an amazing Tuesday. It was pretty cool outside, right? Yep. It didn't rain. You had an amazing Tuesday. If you had a rough Tuesday, guess what? The Tuesday evening is going to be off the chain. We have an amazing, amazing show. I have one of my best dear friends in the building. Nicole, what's up?
I'm on the radio, bitches.
Hey, we live, baby. That's it. That's it. Y'all shouldn't have gave me a radio show. Now all my friends getting on here.
Shouldn't have invited me.
Guess what, man? This is so I'm so looking forward to this show today. Again, welcome to the C-Plan Dude Show. I'm Gary O'Neill. I was going to start saying some Dolomite stuff, but I'm going to chill. Did you see Dolomite show?
Of course I
Yo.
Did.
Yo. Gary O'Neill is my name, and is my game. That was a great show. That was a great movie. If you haven't seen that, you need to go see it right after this show. Man, Eddie Murphy killed that.
Yeah, he did.
It made me want to watch Dolomite.
I actually watched it twice. It was
great.
I was laughing. So.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah,
great.
It was a good show.
Such
you did
a great
good,
show.
Eddie. You did good.
You did good.
Good job.
Eddie, I know you're listening right now. You did good. You did good. All right. So, welcome everybody.
My royalties for that plug.
Eddie got to pay you?
Listen.
Yeah, you're right. Eddie, cut the check. You already know. CTC, Eddie, and Netflix. All right. So, we had such an amazing show. Oh, man. I'm so glad to have one of my friends here in the building. All right. So, let's get right to it with this C Plan Do moment of the week. Oh, I got like little sound effects. You know, I should. You know what? First of all, did y'all hear the drop? Did y'all hear the new drop? Got the kids on there. I sent it to the kids. I said, y'all famous. They said, we made it. Then they proceeded to tell me, cut the check. Right.
Exactly.
Your father raised you right. Your father raised you right.
Run me my coins, Pop.
Right. They was like, oh, this is going to be aired? Yep.
Run me okay. my coins.
They sent me an invoice, too. Both Logan and Lauren. Cut the check. So go back and listen to it. Man, I love it. I love that I have my kids on there. All right, but let's get to the C Plan Do moment of the week. Okay, I like that. All right, guess what? Let's talk it top five. Here are five types of people you need to keep in your life. And I want you to really, really think about it because this is very important. So moving forward, once you hear this list of five people, I need you to start cultivating your squad. Cultivating your people to mirror this. All right. Nicole is one of my dearest friends. And when I just talked about, when I came up with this, I showed her this and I said, hey, you are all five. Look at that.
I'm actually six. You need to add one more.
All right. We'll talk.
I think that there needs to be one more, but go ahead. I'm going to let you do your thing.
We were just doing top five. I didn't know it was six.
You could do your top five, but thanks.
Thank you. All right. Top five. First person you need in your life, the cheerleader. You need a motivator, no matter what you do. Some of my clients, when they come to me, they want to start a business. They want to start something. And they never had a person to say, hey, go do that. Oh, yes, this will be amazing. So make sure that you have that motivator. No matter what you do, this person is in your corner, cheering you on and encouraging you to continue to follow your dreams. And when you are feeling down, this cheerleader is going to take you up. All right. And this is the person that finds a light at the end of the tunnel. They are the voice of motivation. All right. So the first person is a cheerleader. Number two, the connector. You need a plug. We all watch Power. You need a distro. You need to connect. The connector is a person who knows everybody. They know, or if they don't know the person, they know somebody who's going to know somebody who's going to know somebody. All right. The connector is magical. He or she can connect you to the next person who can better guide you to your goals. One of my favorite life coaches, Robert Pruitt, said, if it's in the chair, it's in the room, which means that you are probably one person away from getting what you want.
Absolutely.
All right. I call myself a community plug because I know a lot of people. And somebody may say, hey, you know what? Do you know a tow truck person? Well, yes, I do. Hey, do you know people that own a radio show? Why, yes, I do, here at Power 4.4, where the people you already know are the power. Or you need that connector person. This type of person is your go-to person. So we got the cheerleader. We got the connector. Now you need the teacher. You need that OG in your life. The teacher, this is your mentor, okay? You should be able to go to them, and they will teach you lessons and examples and make sure that the lessons are conscious, constantly observed and acknowledged. So you need an OG. Unfortunately, a lot of times, we don't have those OGs like that anymore. We need that OG, that person that can teach you. And they don't have to be so much older than you. All right. I learned a lot of things from Nicole. Nicole actually is the one who put me down with cigars. Now look at me, aficionado, out here, about to get my own cigar line.
That teacher also has to be, is also your accountability person.
Absolutely.
That person is going to keep you accountable. They're not going to be a yes man. You don't need yes men in your life.
You don't. Say it one more time.
You don't need yes men in your life.
Yes, ma'am. Right? If you, she got it. She got it. Next person, the therapist. You do need somebody that it is important that you have at least one person that you can share your fears, your dreams, your secrets without judgment. The therapist has the ability to hear you through words and your actions. It's definitely some things that I've told Nicole that I'm like, wow. And we've had very, very heart-to-heart conversations. You need that type of person. And the last person is a comedian. You need somebody who can make you laugh, especially at yourself. All right? You need those type of people. Five people. You said you had one more?
I think for me, I need a spiritual person.
Oh, wow.
I need somebody who's a prayer warrior. I need somebody, you know, who can get me through, who can sit there and meditate with me.
Yes.
And lead me in the right way, which way I need to go. And, you know, I need that spirituality.
Yeah, let's put that up. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I think that's important for a lot of people. You know, whatever you believe, whatever your faith is, whatever God, crystals, whatever. But you need somebody to import that in your life.
Absolutely. I most certainly agree with that.
Why are you laughing? Like, crystals are very important to some people. Don't knock the hustle.
Yay. Cut the check. Cool. All right. So that is your C Plan D moment of the week. And so guess what? We're going right old school. We're going old school with the C Plan D song of the week. Before we get right into the topic, episode 13, James Evans would never. So keep it locked. Let's go. First of all, some of y'all, I already know you're about to stand up and start zoning right now. All right, let's get it, Antoine. Go right to the C-Plan Demon of the Week.
Thank you. Having a wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event, contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com or call us at 443-602-0648. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
All right, we are back. First of all, man, that song, SOS, killed that.
Classic.
Classic.
I miss those songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't get with the thong, thong, thong. Too much going on.
It's too much. Right now, it's not even no, hey, you know, hey, let's get together. It's like, nope, take off your panties.
Just take your panties off. As a matter of fact, just put your panties to the side.
To the side. Some of those songs I do like, though. Shout out to Chris Brown. Some of those songs do be hitting. But yes, SOS and all those other different songs. So you don't know at work, we've definitely sang that song out loud, had a whole concert with some of these songs. So welcome back, everybody. Hopefully you were jamming. Hopefully you were zoning on that song. That was C-Plan Do, Song of the Week. All right, so let's get right into our topic, our Tuesday topic, episode 13. Look at that. 13 in, baby. It's the biggest dozen, right?
I'm proud of you, buddy.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. So, episode 13, James Evans would never.
Would never.
So, guess what? I said, you know what? I'm going to come up with a host of topics this week, and Nicole and I will discuss them. All right. Nicole, are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right. So, let's start off with the first one. First one is Elijah Cummings. So, rest in peace, rest in power, Elijah Cummings. He passed last week. Amazing, amazing wake funeral service. Obama was there. His daughters spoke. He definitely was a man of the people, and he will definitely be missed.
One of the things, I had the pleasure of meeting Elijah Cummings a few years ago, and I've been in Baltimore now for about 12 years, and I can honestly say that this man was for his city and the people.
Yeah.
You know, and he is to be commended. So, you know, good job, thy good and faithful servant. He did a great job for the people, and he will be sorely, sorely missed.
Absolutely. Well done. Well done. Not just a person that was there for photo opportunities, not there for when it was
being
opportunistic in the trenches, hands, sleeves rolled up, hands dirty. So he'll definitely be very, very missed.
Till the end.
Especially when, President Homeboy, you know, when he had something to say about Baltimore, he definitely had some time for him. So reading that, you could definitely tell that was a person who was of the city, who grew up here. So he would definitely be sorely missed. All right. So you ready?
James with a belt. With a belt.
All right. So I had a whole different name for this episode, but then I thought about it as Nicole and I were talking. I said James Evans would never
James
on some of these things. So if you saw the cover of this episode, you already saw we got some stuff to talk about, guys. My doers, we got stuff to talk about. We have to have a conversation. So the first thing I want to talk about, let's talk about your boy Tank.
The demasculation of men is a real agenda. Uh-oh. And I'm so hurt to say that, and even to see what's going on. It's real.
So for people who have not been around, maybe you just came home, or maybe you weren't, you know, you weren't really paying in the news. Yeah. Something. All right. So Tank, R&B sensation, Tank.
Sugar in his tank.
Oh, God. All right. So Tank recently came out with some statements, and one Sweet of the things that he said was... If you haven't heard it or read it, he stated that just because a man I'm just going to paraphrase here. He said just because a man may not engage in oral sex with another man maybe once or twice and he doesn't like it, it doesn't mean that man is gay.
Boo! Boo! That absolutely makes you gay. Isn't that the whole point of gay? Is two people of the same sex having relations with one another? Am I wrong? Tell me, because I'd like to know. Please clarify.
I will say, first, all the views expressed by any guests on the show is up there.
Yes,
it's not a Power 4.4 radio or the C Plan D show or any of subsidiaries.
This is right. my view, my opinion.
Yes, this is solely her view and her view only.
Absolutely.
Even though we shared a lot of the same views. All right, here's what I will say. I was surprised at what Tink said. I was like, hold on,
wasn't.
You were surprised? Why?
No, because I kind of had a feeling that he, you know, dibbled and dabbled, you know, whoa, on both
dibbled
sides.
Dibbled and dabbled?
I kinda, yeah, you kind of, you know, get that sense off of some folks. And he gave off that vibe.
Yeah.
You know, so I said this a couple of years ago.
I will say this. All right. So here, okay. I think that, you know, of course, back in the day, I mean, we had very clear lines of sexuality. And there is a spectrum, everybody. Like, there is a spectrum. Because if he says that a man has done that once or twice and he doesn't like it, like, I guess it wouldn't make him gay. If he says he doesn't like it, he doesn't enjoy it. I mean, that would be the definition that you are with another person of the same sex and you enjoy that.
I think that there are some things you don't have to try.
Absolutely.
To know that you wouldn't like it.
Yeah, like crack. I don't need to try crack, guys.
I don't need to don't try need to- crack.
Yeah.
I don't need to try a female
yeah.
to know that I
right.
don't want to perform cunnilingus on another female.
You see the content here, guys. You see the content.
I don't need to try
yeah,
that
I,
to know
you.
That's not my lane. I'm going to stay in my ministry.
Right. And
my
I will,
ministry is black men.
I will say that. Okay. There is a spectrum. And on one end, we do have somebody who will be straight heterosexual.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other end, we may have a person who is
gay,
who is homosexual. Mm-hmm. Right. And then, you know, nowadays people are very, very sexually fluid.
Well, I think because now it's so accepted.
Yeah.
It's almost the norm now. And if you don't accept it, then
there's something wrong with you.
And I agree.
Which
we are doing people, our young people especially, a disservice. Because now people, you know, there's no autonomy. There's no independent thinking, you know.
True.
And it's a discredit and a disservice to everyone.
Yeah. I will say that. I'm okay with somebody, if they want to venture out and they want to engage in something that they want to experiment, cool, do it.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely.
But I think that I agree with you where Tink is like, it's okay, sir. I'm definitely not. First of all, I don't even have that train of thought, and that train is not on those tracks. It's not in that station. It's not in that street. I don't have that type of thought. But like, you know what? I would like to do this. That's not me. But if that's you, cool.
Mm.
Right? But I think that, you know, a lot of people, you know, we sort of just push too much sexuality on everything. And I think that's probably, to me, the bigger issues that we're so sexually focused. Recently, Dwayne Wade's son, they went to a festival, LGBT
yeah.
festival, right?
Yeah.
Went to LGBT festival. And I think that it wouldn't matter to me if maybe that kid, because they're saying he might be, but he's like 9 or 10. But I think that we are pushing sexuality too much on everything. Everything has to be sexual nowadays. Like,
we're becoming sheep.
You're right. And I will say that
sheep.
If you don't get with the agenda, then you're a hater, you're a critic, you're a blackball, you're like, oh, you can't get with that. You know, so I will agree. I think that Tink probably should have just walked that one back and said, oh, that's...
No
but
comment.
I also understand... Yeah, I would have been like... We wouldn't even had a conversation. But I will say that, how is that even a conversation in a show?
Well, I sent you the video of the young lady who was saying that, you know, females play a part in this acceptance of the demasculation of men. And I have to agree with her to some
mm-hmm.
extent. And she was saying that, you know, in regards to the interview that Tink did, it was a bunch of women.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
sitting around and they
Absolutely.
Were accepting it and they were, you know, applauding him. And, you know, he couldn't have done that around a bunch of straight men.
Not at all.
Like, it wasn't going to happen.
But I
do feel like, you know, women, we are so accepting and we're so okay with the men acting like women and you know, all of these skits about men looking like women, and it's too much of it going on. Can we get the James Evans back?
Yeah, which is why we came out, because James Evans
would
have never.
James Evans would never.
Would never.
James Evans wouldn't be walking around with a cockatoo dress like Pharrell.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and you said something about he said it was a character.
And if you check out, and first, let me say this. I'm a Pharrell fan. Like, I love N.E.R.D. I love Pharrell. Like, he's great to me. Like, I still listen to the first album. If you check out the GQ
article,
which is entitled The New Masculinity, he's on there looking like a shuttlecock. If you don't know what shuttlecock is, look it up. You know the thing they play badminton with, the little thing? He looks like a whole one out there. And I'm like, wow. And so when I read about the article, I was I think the one piece of the article where he talked about that he saw the outfit he was going to wear, which is looks crazy to me, that he said, oh, yeah, I'm going to wear this because I'm a character. And this is what the character will wear. So definitely read it, because he said that if he was home, he would just wear, you know, some cut off Dickies and a T-shirt. And I was like, well, why can't he do that? He definitely can do this. And then I'm like, well, what's the narrative saying? If he feels like he has to do this, like, well, who's painting this narrative? Why does he have to do that? Why does he have to look with a dress?
Why is that agenda being pushed? Why is that agenda being pushed?
Right.
They now have it in schools where the schools have to teach about, you know, alternative lifestyles. And I was reading an article where, you know, 80% of the parents in Germany kept their children home on the day that they were going to teach about homosexuality. You know, and I agree. My child should not be forced to have to take this class. You know, let that be something that's discussed in private within the family. That's not something that the school system should be pushing on our young people.
I agree.
Or it should be an elective.
Right.
You know, see who wants to sign up for the class. But don't force young people to take these classes.
Right. And I think
my daughter's not taking it.
And I think it's any sexuality, honestly. Like, I think, why are my children should not be learning about sexuality right now. They should be studying Power Rangers and the latest YouTube dances so they can teach me.
Read another article where a man was trying to get custody of his two young sons. He has twin sons. They're 8 years old. One of the sons, the mother claims, identifies as a female. So the mom wants to give him a sex change. The father went to court to try to stop it and was blocked. And a friend of mine made a very good comment. She said, well, what about next year when he wants to be a Power Ranger? Then what do we do then? What about when he wants to be an X-Men? Like, I think that we're taking this way too far. And of course, to each his own, and this is not to bash.
Yeah, we're not bashing.
Alternative lifestyles, what you do in your life.
Right.
My thing is, allow people to think for themselves and do not push this agenda or force this agenda on folks.
Yeah, and I agree with you as far as sexuality is being very much out there in everything. You know, every single thing we talk about. Sexuality. All right. So when I talked about the new masculinity, we'll get to that in a minute. But since we're still talking about sexuality, I know recently Pastor Wilson.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't even put this one in because I just wanted to see. I mean.
Pastor Wilson made me moist.
Antoine, cut the mic off real quick.
So, listen,
all right. So, if you have it, so again, if you haven't seen it, if you're not on social media, if you haven't seen it, there's a video going around of a pastor, allegedly a pastor, and this pastor is engaging in. He's getting to know this woman intimately. He's getting to know this woman intimately. You know, it's a lot of mixed reviews about it. I mean, I think the biggest issue I had is that he's married.
He's married and he's a pastor.
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed to be setting an example. Now, mind you, you know, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is so weak. And my flesh was very weak watching that video. However, it was still wrong. It was very wrong, but his skills were impeccable.
Okay.
I just need that.
I will say that I think that, like, pastors can have sex, right?
With their wives.
With their wives. That's my biggest issue, is that, hey, have sex with your wife, man. And, like, that should be about it. Like, just have sex with your wife.
Maybe she didn't like his skills.
I don't know. Maybe. But it's like people will make it such a big issue about him being a pastor and doing this. Not even that, hey, he's cheating. It was like, oh yeah, pastor. I thought pastors got it in, right? Like, well, I don't, you're not a priest.
But pastors are not getting in with women who are not their wives.
Yeah, that should be the biggest
issue.
And
as a pastor, you are a role model for so many people.
Right.
So absolutely, you know, you're cheating on your wife, right. But you're a role model. So people are looking at this and yeah. They're like, oh, well, if Pastor Wilson can do it, then I guess it's okay for me.
How were they even recording that? I was like,
she recorded it.
She was holding her hand?
Yes.
Never.
Yes. That Never. Was intentional.
Never.
That was intentional.
I was surprised that she was able to hold that because if it was me.
If it was you, what?
It would not be enough footage to currently... I'm just saying, like, I'm like, she held it and stuff, and I'm like, I think, here goes sexuality, and it's like, oh, man, look at this pastor getting it in, well, and everybody was watching the videos. There's another video about barbershops. We're not going to talk about it on this show at all. Oh, we're not talking about this. I haven't seen the video. I don't need to see the video. Don't send me the video.
I was disheartened.
But I heard about what it contains. Guess what? Gary doesn't need to see this video at all.
These beautiful black men. Just
I don't need to see it. If that's the barbershop we got a lineup. Keep it moving.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
All right. Somebody in radio land, somebody answer, you know, if that's your lifestyle. I just want to know the things that you're doing to a man, can't you do those things to a woman?
I mean, they probably don't find them attractive. It's okay.
But why would two hard, rough-bodied men...
We're definitely moving on from this topic.
Oh, okay. Oh,
we're definitely going to move on because when you start saying that...
I have questions.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm serious. I have questions. I want to know.
Guess what? They have it's okay. You know what? I think that we don't have an issue with the sexuality part of it, right? I think I have an issue with that. It's just so glorified and just so out there.
Except
first
it.
Of all, yeah. No man is going to the barbershop and this is happening. You know, I went to the barbershop today. Every Tuesday, I go to the barbershop. Shout out to Mike, my barber. My barber takes care of me, right? And
how?
Relax. So, you know what we talked about? Dolomite and the food he was going to make. And we talked about sports. And then we wrapped it up. So, ain't nothing happening when somebody's doing something. Nope. Keeping my hands inside of the chair. All men know what I'm talking about. Keep your hands inside the chair. Don't have it out. Inside. Close your eyes. Don't leave it. Look at your barber.
But the other sad part of the video was there were guys in there who had their face covered and had on masks. And I can only surmise that you're living a double life. So now you probably have a wife or a girlfriend who doesn't know that you're engaging in this behavior, putting everybody at risk.
Yeah. I mean,
and that's one of the biggest things is the deception that's involved in it. If you're just out with it, then fine. Be you, do what you want to do. But don't do something that's going to negatively and potentially harm other people.
Right. And again, sexuality is being very glorified nowadays. James Evans would never. He didn't even have a haircut the entire time of the show.
Well, nature was doing it for him.
Yeah, he was.
Nature was doing it for him. And listen, we're not saying sex is not. Sex is great with two consenting adults. You do it how you want to do it as long as people aren't getting hurt. I think my biggest issue, and I think what Gary is also saying is, you know, the push of the agenda to, you know, make all of these alternative lifestyles okay and acceptable. And then if you think differently or if you have a different thought about it, you're ostracized.
Yeah.
That's the issue I have.
Right. And my issue lines up with that everything is sensationalized. Mm-hmm. That things that we shouldn't be thinking about sexually, now is sexual. Now I have to not even get a haircut anymore.
No, get a haircut.
Nah, I'm getting a haircut.
Yeah, please get a haircut. All right.
So the new masculinity, when I highlighted that, it wasn't even about anything sexual. It was about, honestly, getting back to... And I know it's cliche. I know it is. But men being men. I think that as a man, I think that there are a lot of things that are happening that men, we need to get back to stepping up. And this isn't about no women clapping it up and stuff like that. This is about one man talking to other men. So if you're listening to this show or you're watching it right now, we all need to step up, man. We all need to step up because there are things that are happening out here in society that as men, we should be handling our business. We should be handling our business with our homes. There are too many fatherless kids that's walking around here with no father, with no goddess. Too many OGs walking around. We're not taking care of our community. We're not protecting people. We're not handling our business. So we got to get back because this new masculinity is whack. That this whole, hey, hands off, women got to pay first, even all this stuff where now, you know, it seems like men don't want to be men. And that should be happening. All right. So we need to get back to being the James Evans. Now, don't get me wrong. James Evans was pretty chauvinistic about certain things.
Tell him who he is for those.
But James Evans? Some people on the show don't know who James Evans is.
I know. So just let them know.
If you don't, okay. First, Google is your friend if you don't know who James Evans is. But James Evans was the father on the hit TV show Good Times. 70 show Good Times. So if you did not know that, welcome out of jail. Thank you.
Anytime you feel free.
Okay, look at that. Not getting hassled, not getting hustled.
Keeping your head on the water.
Then what we're going to do? Temporary layoffs.
Good time.
Easy credit, me boss.
Good time.
Scratching and surviving. Hanging in a jar. Good time. Ain't we lucky we got them. Doom, 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 doom.
Good time.
Yep, just lost all my viewers, just like that.
Oh, don't leave.
Yep, just lost it right now.
Don't leave.
Right. So, yeah, that's it. So, definitely want to, so we got to get back to that. All right. I think that we're just going to keep talking about sexuality. Sexuality, as far as new masculinity, we just got to make sure that, hey, man, we on the ball. That we just got to make sure that we're, as men, as a man speaking to other men, this is like, we know we got to do better.
And I've heard, you know, a lot of men say that women nowadays are too hard or they want to be the man. And I have to totally disagree with that statement. I believe for me, being a single mom, you know, I've had to take on the role of being a mom and a dad. I've had to be the one to change my tire and pump my gas. And, you know, I was going in the elevator, there was a young man. He was about 19 years old. He was with his mother. And when the elevator doors opened, he walked in first. And I stopped him. I said, hey. I said, you know, ladies first. And he looked at me and said, and walked right in the elevator.
Yeah. Logan right now knows the deal. He knows that he's not going to, he knows to open the door for ladies.
So
but that comes from
that,
me.
It, right. Right. Where it should come from. So absolutely. It's not that women are intentionally trying to be hard or trying to be the man. That's not our role. Right. And for a lot of us, that is not the role that we want to play.
Right. And as a man who has dealt with women like that, I mean, it's as a man, you should just realize like, hey, like this is the armor that she's wearing. And I have to be consistent. I have to make sure I'm attentive. And guess what? That armor will come off because it is a lot. And, you know, sort of step back and say, oh, don't be upset. You know, just understand that it is a lot of people that are handling stuff on their own. And it's a lot of men that are not making it happen. And this is not my portion to try to get, you know, all this bigged up. And I'm a man. And there's a lot of things that, come on now, other guys, we know what's up. We know we got to do better, and we got to stop letting this new masculinity. We do got to get back to the James Evans type of stuff. James Evans put them brown corduroys on, went to work, handled his business, took care of his family, and that's it.
And whooped ass when he needed to.
And whooped it if he needed to.
His kids, your kids, everybody's kids.
Right, and did not have a problem with that. Nowadays,
he was the man of the house.
Nowadays, you might see a woman fighting a guy in the street. Nowadays, guys might hit women first. Or if I saw a woman fighting a guy in the street, then that means that I'm fighting now. So I think that we got to get out of this, oh, it's okay. We got to get out of that. We got to get back to the James Evans. Because James Evans nowadays would never.
Would never.
So, all right. That was pretty good. That was pretty good. All right. So let's talk about, you know what? Let's talk about reparations. Recently, they came out And I just want to hear what you have to say. You know, again, we might have to extend this time on our show to 2 hours next time you over here. All right. So reparations, there may be a bill coming out that talks about black people getting reparations. Now, it's a great article if you can get a chance. Tennessee Coates, amazing, amazing advocate for our people. He's working with them and going over it. My question to you is, should black people get reparations? And I know, I got like 30 seconds. No, I'm joking. I don't have 30 seconds, but should we get reparations? Let's say that they said, hey, you know what? Black people getting reparations. Everyone's getting, let's just put an imaginary number on it, $200,000.
I'm so torn by this question. And the reason I'm torn is because I'm wondering, what are the people going to do with the money?
Right.
Is that money going to be spent on drugs, or, you know, is it going to be just given back to the man? Or, you know, I think that there should be some kind of structure. I think that, you know, we'll say, you know, your children get to go to college. Their college tuition is paid for.
Yeah.
Or if you want to open a business, you know, we'll start the business for you. Or I think it needs to be put into something constructive where that wealth can continue to come back to the black family. I don't think that it should be just arbitrarily just given out, you know, $200,000 for you and $200,000 for you and it would be nice.
It would be.
It would be nice. I think there also needs to be some financial literacy, you know, associated with that.
Right.
You know, because not everyone knows how to handle. I know for me, it took me years to learn how to budget and accurately, you know, deal with my finances.
Yeah.
To the place where I am now. So
I 100% agree with you. I think that we should set up stuff institutionalized that would be able to take care of our wealth. But also, you highlighted the biggest thing is that we got to make sure that we're financially literate now, regardless of regardless if reparations comes in or not. We need to make sure that we know money.
We understand how it works,
you know, and what we're doing. And I feel like as a culture, we don't know. I feel like if we were to unfortunately get a whole bunch of money, we would be stimulating stimulate the economy
even more than we already are.
And we are the number one leading consumers. Culture that's consuming. So I think that we would need to be able to say, hey, like you said, colleges are paid for. Your house is paid for. Hey, pick a house. This is yours. Generational wealth. I'm looking to do that now. I'm putting all these positions and things in place because I don't want my children to work.
Right. Right.
I want them to be able to say, hey, I could do whatever I want. So if it comes across, I hope that we have things put in place, financial literacy. And if you are a person that teaches financial literacy, hey, let me know. You could be on the show. But I also would like to see more people that are in that financial group have conversations with us that may not require money. I'm not trying to take money out your pockets, but at least some type of we need help. So we need help. So let us know.
I think also for African Americans, it's important for us to take the initiative to search out these resources. Don't wait for people to give it to you. I had to search out investment classes. Yeah. I put something together for a group of us.
Yeah.
You know, I had to search out and read up and study and learn about, you know, cryptocurrency, you know, which is another form of currency that a lot of folks really don't know about.
Right.
You know, we have to take the initiative because a lot of times the ones that have don't really want to give it up.
Definitely no.
So it's going to be on you to take the initiative to go out there and do what's best for you. I tell my children, I teach them right now, do not take no for an answer. Do not take no for an answer.
Absolutely.
If I had taken no for an answer, I wouldn't be in the position that I am as a homeowner, as, you know, a young woman with a master's degree, you know, have my own catering company.
Talk it.
You know, just talk the it. Things that I've done. Yeah. I've heard so many no's. And one of the things that I say is don't be afraid of the no's.
Right.
Because they help make you the best.
Yep.
And what I mean is every time somebody says, no, we don't want your product, ask them why. Because they're teaching you how to improve your product and improve yourself. So don't be afraid of the no's and don't take no for an answer.
That happened to me today. I bought some food from a person and the food was great, a little underdone, right? But the food was great, but she did follow up with me and ask me and I told her the truth.
Good.
And I was sort of, I didn't know if she was going to be defensive about it, But she was very open about it. She was willing, definitely willing to replace. I said, no, 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 keep your money. I'm going to use you again. And I think that we got to give people a chances. We got to give people chances, but we also have to, you know, which is a whole nother topic. We got to make sure that our support is not trendy as opposed to, hey, look at me. Look at me. I'm out here doing this for the community. And then when the camera's off, get out of here, kid. All right. Okay. All right. Guess what? Last thing before we dip out of here. What grinds your gears?
Squeegee Boys.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about Squeegee Boys. Okay. I put Squeegee Boys community stuff, city stuff. We're under attack here in the city. Like, the commissioners, our community, we got to do better as far as that. But I did want to talk about the Squeegee Boys because they're still out there. What do you think, with the little bit of time we got left, what do you think we should do about the Squeegee Boys?
I'm never going to knock anyone's hustle. But, you know, I leave from work and there are a group of boys that are out there and they're Squeegee Boys. And I asked one of them, I said, well, you know, McDonald's is hiring, Burger King, one of the fast food restaurants, they're hiring. And he told me, he was like, no. He was like, I don't want to work there. He was like, what I look like working at McDonald's? I said, but you're out here on the corner.
Right.
Asking for dimes and nickels.
Yeah.
I said, so at least if you're working at McDonald's, you're making an honest pay. You know what I'm saying? I said, right. You're not out on the corner just, you know. And then you look very, the group of y'all look very intimidating.
Yeah. So and some of them are aggressive.
Exactly. I said, so all that takes into play. So like I said, I understand the hustle, but I think we have to be smart about it. And our young people have to be willing to start from the bottom.
Yeah.
You know, and they feel entitled. Okay. A lot of our young people feel entitled.
Yeah, you're right. I agree. I would like to see them put into better programs because we're not learning anything by begging or just being a Squeegee Boys. And then, you know, as a community, we're saying, well, at least they're not hustling. Like, one kid was trying to squeegee in the rain. Like, that's not even practical. Come on, yo. It was pouring down the other day, and he went up to me to squeegee. I have wipers.
Baby, it's raining.
Right. So I was like, I can't tell you what I was going to say because that would go against the character of myself on this show. But, like, we got to do better with that.
Absolutely.
So guess what? Our time has come. Dang, Nicole, I have to have you back on here again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, man. We had a great time.
That was really fun.
Yeah, it was. So, but it's just like our regular conversation.
As always. And guess what? This is our time for the day. Hey. That's our time for the evening. I definitely want to thank my dearest friend, Nicole.
Cut the check.
What? That's the last time you're going to see her. You can always check out the C Plan Do Show here each and every Tuesday at 7 p.m. right here on Power 4.4 Radio. Follow me on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, right at C Plan Do Show. Plenty of additional content. Hey, if you're looking for a life coach to help you out, you found them. You're looking for a host, you're looking for a motivational speaker for your event, you found them. You want to be a guest on the show? Just hit me up. All right, you have some content you want to share? Just hit me up. All right. Thank you, and thank you, thank you, thank you, people who are listening to this show. Thank you for people who are watching this show. Y'all getting the visual vibes. People who are getting the audio vibes. Thank you so much. You're the best part of the show. Not me. You're the best part of the show. You. So until we see each other again, until we talk again, until we share those special moments again, always remember to see, plan, and do. Enjoy your Tuesday evening. Check y'all next time.